Yay! I am so happy that my Chiefs, yes, those Kansas City Chiefs, won the 2019-2020 season Super Bowl. I'm so happy. And it was well-deserved, well-deserved. I'm telling you, man, it was a great, great football season. And to go through all the adversity that they went through, let's go back like halfway through the season when Pat Mahomes dislocated his kneecap. We thought it was over. At least I thought the season was over. Patrick Mahomes said it himself. He thought the season was over. But, man, through sheer determination, hard work, and faith, he came through, you know. And it wasn't just him. It was his team, you know. There was different injuries and, you know, ups and downs, you know, throughout this whole season. And, you know, just sticking together, having faith in each other, and even going a couple of weeks back when they were down 24-0 in the first quarter to the Houston Texans. Oh my God. And to have the resolve and the audacity to come back and then win by 20 points. Are you kidding me? I'm telling you, this is a team that was destined to win this year, and they got it done. And I say congratulations to Andy Reid. His first Super Bowl, that he's won. He's been a coach over 20 years. I'm just so happy for him. Happy for Patrick Mahomes, who's the third African-American to win a Super Bowl. And also, I'm also excited about, you know, they're winning after their first Super Bowl in 50 years. You're talking about the curse breaker. I love stories like that. I love stories of redemption. I love stories of just straight up faith, because hey, without faith, it's impossible to please God. And they definitely pleased me and God by winning the Super Bowl. So hey, congratulations. My hat goes off to those Kansas City Chiefs. And I also see, you know, championships to come in the future. I don't know about you, but they keep this same core, and I know that they can win more and more championships. I'm sure they're going to add better pieces to the mix, but hey, congratulations to them for a job well deserved. I also wanted to mention that the Chiefs show you that, again, with hard work, determination, resolve, you know, that you can win. I mean, they just came back. If you even look at the game itself yesterday, that they were down 20-10. And then in the beginning of the fourth quarter, the 49ers were acting as if it was over. I mean, they were flexing in the end zone. I know y'all saw that. And I'm sure, you know, the Chiefs were like, oh, man, we got to get this back. But again, it shows the resolve of the leadership of that team. Pat Mahomes, he said, no, we ain't going out like that. See, I love people like that. I love people who, you know, you're down, it looks like you're going out, but they're like, nah, we're better than this. We can win. And they did it. So if anything, we all need to learn that lesson. When even in life, when you're down, looks like ain't nothing going to happen for you, looks like that's it, it's over, curtains for you. Man, if you just keep believing, keep pressing, keep, you know, working hard anyway, keep thanking God, keep trusting God, things will turn around. And that is a fact in life. So I definitely learned my lesson. Even from this sports thing, you know, you can learn life lessons even from sports and from people and situations. I'm just so happy. Because this stuff is true, man. You see it in life and in sports that, you know, people who never give up, people who always just believe in themselves and believe in their teammates and believe in what they want to get accomplished actually gets accomplished, and it can be done. So I'm so happy again for my Kansas City Chiefs. I've been rooting for them all year long. I knew they would win. I wanted them to win last year. Patriots got them out of there, but not this year. It's a new year, new season. It's a new day. So, again, congratulations to my Kansas City Chiefs. Go Chiefs! How about them Chiefs?
Today I want to talk about being comfortable, being uncomfortable. All right. Sometimes in life, you know, you're in a situation where, you know, you're going to be uncomfortable. And that's where you have to trust God. So I'm currently in one right now. But guess what? I trust God. Thing is, man, just be obedient to God, period. It doesn't matter how it even feels sometimes. Can't go by feelings or, you know, what things look like. Faith is always knowing that God has your back. And no matter what, you're just going to trust him. You're going to do what's right. And you're going to trust him. So being comfortable in an uncomfortable situation, sometimes it just brings the best out of you. So I'm fine with that. I'm willing to put in the work. I'm willing to do what God wants me to do. I'm not perfect by no means, but my heart is perfect towards God. I've always felt that way about my life. I know when God saved me, you know, I was 9 years old, man. And it was crazy. You would think, you know, at 9 years old, you know, you're innocent. You ain't really did nothing in your life. You don't really know anything about life at that stage in your life. But God saved me and he called me. And I knew it. It was just like a tug in my heart. I knew that I needed to be saved. And not just so I wouldn't go to hell, but I just knew that there was more to this life than just, you know, me just being here. So one thing that I've always trusted is that inner voice, you know, and that's the Holy Spirit. He will guide you. He will show you. You know how people always say, you know, listen to your inner voice, or man, something told me not to do that or not to go here or do this or do that. You know, that's the Holy Spirit. He's inside of you. God's inside of all of us. We were made by God. That's why you can't deny him. You know, you hear all these atheists talking about there is no God, but there is a God. They feel God just like we feel God. They just deny God. So don't let nobody fool you with that. You know, God is real. And when you die, you'll see him as he is, you know. But you don't have to die to know that he's real. You know, I believe he's real because he's revealed himself to me. And that's what he does to everyone who, you know, he calls. He reveals himself to you. And think of this. And it's a true statement. I've heard Brother Jesse Duplantis say this, that he is the only living God. And that's true. All the gods, all the religions in the world can't say that because he is the only living God. If you think about it, it is. He's the only one that resurrected from the dead. He's the only one you can call on and he will answer you. So that's just a fact. It doesn't matter what you believe or don't believe. That's just a fact. So, you know, I hate when people just say, well, that's my opinion. No, that's a fact, you know. So you can believe what you want to believe. You ain't got to prove nothing to nobody. All you got to do in this life is just die and you'll see. I ain't got to prove nothing to nobody. I know God is real and you know he's real too. You just, you either deny him or you accept him. It's one or the other. So let's just be real about the situation. I'm going to be real about it. And I'm going to tell everybody I can about him because he's coming back. He's coming back soon. And he wants you to believe him. He wants you to trust him. And the best thing you can do in this life, and the only thing that really matters in this life, is what you do for him. You know, you got things you need to do in your life. You know, you got to work. You got to take care of your family. You got to, you know, provide. You got to, you know. But I don't want to be one of those people who just eat and go to work and go back home, you know, go on vacation every now and then, and, you know, go here, go there, you know. You want to enjoy life, but life in itself, I really feel, is about what you actually do for God. You know, try to bring as many people to Christ as I can. I think that's the biggest thing, because when the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you, God said that for a reason. He didn't say that just to be sinning. He said that so he can give us a real life, because he is the way, the truth, and the life, and give us an abundant life on top of that. so he could show his glory. His glory could come out of us, and that we would have a real life, an abundant, true life that inspires others to want to live for him. That's what our life is for. It's a light. That's why you see so many people who, you know, they come and they go fast and you don't understand why, because they had a mission, they had a purpose. And God uses people in that way. Maybe it's just to help a few people. Maybe it's just to help millions of people. You know, everybody has a purpose. That's why I feel like, you know, even doing this broadcast, you know, it may seem like I may only be reaching one or two people. Well, maybe that's what all I was assigned to do on this earth, was to just help just a few people. But that's fine with me, because I'm cool with that. I will accept that, because that's what God put me here for. And I love him for that, because I don't have to be popular. I don't have to be famous. You know what I mean? I don't have to be none of that. I just have to be his, period. You know, and as long as my life is giving him the glory, I'm good with that. I may not be well known and, you know, popular and this and that. That's not the goal. My goal is just to love God. You know, if I get popular and famous one day, that's great. But I'm not saying this just so I can get popular or famous. I just want to be right with God. And I want everybody under the sound of my voice to hear this and know that the legacy that I leave behind is that I loved God and that I love my boys. I got two boys, and I leave them a legacy of that I love them, that I cared about them. Because to me, those are the biggest things in life. If somebody cares about you and loves you, man, that's big. That's huge. If you got somebody in your life who cares about you and genuinely loves you, man, that is everything. So I just wanted to say this, just to say that God is good and that the best things are yet to come in your life. And I just want and pray that you would just have a purpose, that you would know your purpose, and that you would glorify God, because that's really what the purpose for you being on this planet is. It ain't just to be breathing and sucking up air and not doing nothing with your life. Don't let the devil lie to you and tell you you're not this and you're not that. You know, your family left you. You know, there's a lot of fatherless children out there, so they think that their life is over because they didn't have a father or they didn't have a mother. No, man, reinvent yourself. You know, do whatever it takes to inspire yourself and love yourself. First, love God. Then love yourself, and then you'll be able to help somebody else. Because that's the whole duty of man, is to love God, keep his commandments. That's the whole duty of man, period. You know, that's what the Bible says, and that's what I believe. And that's true, man. It's so true. So do your best. Give your best effort. Live your life like it's your last day on earth. If this was your last day on earth, who have you inspired? Who have you helped? Who have you encouraged other than yourself? Because life is not just about living to yourself and dying to yourself. Man, life is about love, period. God is love. People will know you by your love, not by what you say, but by what you do. So do everything in your power to show someone you love them, because that's what you're here for. That's what you're really here for. I'm telling you. So I just want you all to remember this message. And if you never heard my voice again in life, just know that love is everything. God is love. And the best is yet to come for those who love God. Because that's where we all came from. Whether you're a hater or a lover, you came from love. Just remember that. Because God is love. All right. You have a blessed day today. I hope and wish and pray that the love of God and the grace of God will be upon your life, and that you would become everything, and I mean everything, that he wanted you to be. All right? I love you in the Lord. God bless you. This is Ryan Elder signing out. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.